So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Sean Collins joins us now. Hey Sean, enough about me. How are you today? Thanks for joining us on WGN.
I am well today. Thank you for having me.
You're the co-chair of the Rotary Club in Buffalo Grove, the Holiday Food Box program. You're also the battalion chief at the Buffalo Grove Fire Department. Do I get all that right?
Yes, sir.
We have a mutual friend in David Hochberg, do we not?
Yes, sir.
You could say he's not my friend, but he's my friend. I don't know how you feel about Hochberg.
He is humorous and rather pleasant, so yes, I enjoy speaking with him.
See, we don't describe him as rather pleasant. We describe him as a lot of things, energetic, but pleasant makes it sound like excitable, but he's not a calm guy, although he looks pretty good these days. Have you seen him lately, Sean?
No, I have not.
He's lost like 200 pounds, maybe 300. It's amazing what he's doing. But that's not why we called you. He told me, though, about this food box program you guys are doing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the food box program is a joint effort between the Buffalo Grove and the Wheeling Rotaries. It started in, actually, the records I can find, 1982, but I know that it started before that. I want to say 1979. And the program is designed to give out food boxes for families that might not have as much during the holiday season prior to Thanksgiving. And over the years, we've been doing it. I've been involved with it since 2009. We give out food boxes with all the staples that a family would need. This year, we've partnered with the Northern Illinois Mobile Food Pantry, and they're providing food boxes for us that have an entire holiday dinner in them. And then, with donations from some of our other community partners, we're adding a whole nother box of food. So they're beginning to get a large amount of food. Yeah, along with a gift card to the Garden Fresh store in Buffalo Grove.
Yeah.
Who is actually providing, who's donating the food for us this
year.
That's
the store on Dundee. And then Hochberg tells me that Hillside Towing is actually moving the food around to wherever it has to be. So it's just nice to give the community an opportunity. You know, you probably know this better than I, but my experience has been if you tell people, hey, here's a good idea, can you help? They want to. They sometimes just don't know what to do or where the good deed is. If you give them an opportunity to participate, they jump at the chance.
Yes, you know, and the Rotary Club is obviously it's a club made up of people within the community in business, public service. We in Buffalo Grove, we're fortunate. We've got a lot of a great mix between public service, community workers, and businesses. But yeah, the members of the club stand up. I mean, I've got the volunteer list in front of me. We've got so many people that are coming out to help. Buffalo Grove High School, where we're holding the event, has students that are lining up to help us. And then just community members that heard about the program that have wanted to volunteer and help us. The outreach, the outpouring of support is truly impressive every year.
So 180 families this year, is that the number?
Yeah, no, 185 as of this morning. So I'm in a mad scramble to make sure I have enough boxes or we have enough food to provide. But
we're
looking at 185.
What can we do for you, Sean? What can our listeners do? Or is it too late to help this year and we'll help you next year? What can we do?
It is too late to help this year. Next year we could always use support. But, you know, if we were going to say anything, what your listeners can do, you know, with all the families, with the economy the way it is, with all the things that have been happening with COVID, you know, Buffalo Grove High School was mentioning to us they've noticed an increase in their food requests and in food pantry, you know, donations they've had. You know, support your places within your community. I know Buffalo Grove as a community has three separate food pantries. You know, the mobile food pantry, the Northern Illinois Food Bank, these places provide items to families that don't have them. So within the communities, you know, if people have the capacity to help out people that are maybe less fortunate than them during the holidays, there's nothing wrong with that. I would say, you know, look for opportunities within your community. And if they don't have them, you know, I would imagine Northern Illinois, the mobile food pantry, the food pantry would probably be a good place to start.
Yeah. Well, that's a good message. You know, we hear about the money on the sidelines, and some people are actually doing okay through all of this. If you're one of those folks, go buy a bunch of peanut butter or some turkeys or whatever it is they need at your local food pantry. Sean Collins is the co-chair of the Rotary Club of Buffalo Grove's holiday food program. He's the fire department chief out there in Buffalo Grove. Okay, Sean, stay in touch. Let us know next year, a little earlier, and we'll give even more work to do. How does that sound?
We would appreciate that. Thank you very much. We greatly appreciate the opportunity to spread our message and, you know, take the opportunity to thank the people that have helped us within the community, our volunteers, our donors. It's the collaborative effort has been impressive, and it's always impressive to see.
Nice job to the folks in Wheeling and Buffalo Grove and those parts. Thank you, sir.